Of course, we're talking about the election coming up after the federal budget. It'll be declared. And there we are in mid-May, again, putting our little bits of paper, or in some cases, the very big bits of paper, into those ballot boxes. Now, we're going to keep to an election theme a little bit this hour, because in the next half hour at the round table, we're going to look at the mood that seems to be developing outside the big cities, as the drought hurts almost everyone, water policy, arguments over coal, plenty of issues. And as we saw in the New South Wales state election, plenty of anger against the traditional party of the bush, the National Party. For those of us, though, who like their politics leavened with a wry smile, there is no smile wryer, no wit drier than that of writer, raconteur, bagpipe enthusiast, may I add, and snake fancier James Jeffrey. A man for whom Twitter might well have been invented, James.
That sounds like more like a charge sheet there. Yeah.
Guilty as charged on all those counts. Now, you've got a new book out, James.
I do. I've created one with John Kadelka, the political cartoonist for The Australian. It's called The Wonks Dictionary. I think it's officially the last MUP book that Louise Adler signed off on, so...
I wondered about that.
Going out with a bang there.
Absolutely. And it is, what is it?
it's our attempt to make possibly the world's least helpful dictionary. It's an exploration of terms used in politics. I think with some of the words, I think we've been almost slightly relatively straight. Others we've taken a slightly more baroque approach, and the pages are filled with John's pictures, which are just magnificent.
So you're kind of catching a mood. I certainly think there seems to be a mood out there that people either see their politics nowadays as either being, it's a bit like that old line, isn't it, about life being, a comedy for those who think and a tragedy for those who feel. People see politics now as either a tragic mismanagement or alternatively just hilarious because it's got so many weird characters doing strange things.
I tend to lean more towards the latter, but before, when you just asked where were we, I thought that is really, that sums up the mood at the moment. I tend to ask myself that most days now. Where were we? Yeah. And try to remember, I try to think back to when we had a relatively normal week in politics, and it's been a while.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look at some of your definitions. Let's keep with the rural theme that's coming up at the round table. The Nationals, you say, are defined as...
All right, so the Nationals, we've got... This is where I'd love to be able to show you a picture over the airwaves, but what John's done is quite slanderous. A party comprised predominantly of hat-wearing country members... generally contains a proportion of gentlemen best described as mad uncles who, like absinthe, plutonium and street theatre, can be very entertaining in very small doses.
There you are, the National Party defined in the Wonks Dictionary. James Jeffrey as our guest, who writes the words, John Kadelka doing the drawings on this. Now, you watch politics as a sketch writer for The Australian. You're part of the Murdoch Empire.
I certainly am. Yeah. Card-carrying stormtrooper.
I noticed you make a reference to Sky News in there.
Oh, yeah. Our little book's a broad church. Sky News, this is one of the shorter definitions as well. I've got it as a televised daycare and increasingly nightcare centre for serving and former politicians. For this thoughtful service, a grateful nation gives its thanks. Not least for Craig Kelly, who's just, you know, such a part of the furniture there now.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many people find a home at Sky.
Yeah.
What do you make? Do you sit in there at question time and watch them perform?
I do. Like, tragically, I find myself champing at the bit to get down there. You'll find me... I've got the run time perfectly from the office with a coffee in hand. There's a particular bin on the corner on the way to the press gallery. If it's not there, I'm stuffed. Drop the empty in there, take my seat in question time and get the pad out and watch it rip.
So you've been watching them for a while. What's your sense of the quality? Has it been, there's a perception that the quality has fallen off badly in terms of parliamentary debate, parliamentary behaviour?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. It still has its moments, though. I mean... yeah, look, a lot of the time it does feel like it's fallen off a bit of a cliff quality-wise. You look back, there's still some cracking clips on YouTube of you know, question times passed. And of course, you always end up going down the Paul Keating rabbit hole and watching lots of those. But there are still good moments in there, and there are flashes of intelligence and wit, and every now and then dignity still manages to assert itself. But let's not pretend that's the majority of the time.
I always feel with question time, it's a bit like watching AFL, where you're better to go to the ground and watch Aussie rules, because there's so much movement is going on off the ball. You know, so if you're looking up close on camera, there's whatever's going on, but it's everything else that's going on. And I find in question time, there's the question, there's the answer, there's that routine, but it gives you an unrivaled ability to actually read morale on both sides in politics. You can see whose tails are up. You can see who's looking depressed.
Oh yeah, you do miss a lot if you watch it on TV. I mean, you get a strong sense of what's going on, but yeah, sometimes it's what's going on in the back rows. Sometimes you can just see the troops on one side when one of their own people are up, and you can just see the mood is just flatlining. Or everyone suddenly very pointedly goes to their phones or to great sheets of printouts to attend to, or very early Christmas cards to sign.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not seeing much of Parliament at the moment. There are not many sittings. There haven't been over the last few months.
I know, almost as rare as night parrots.
What's your sense of who's got their tails up as we head towards the election?
Oh, definitely Labor. I think they're trying to rein it in a little bit. I think the New South Wales election may have, you know, brought the tails down marginally, but not by that much.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, thank you for finding comedy in all of this. James Jeffrey with John Kadelka. Your Wonk's Dictionary is now out, and we wish you well with it.
Thank you very much.